And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. If you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Boil.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what kind are they?
Not sure. Poached. Poached.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's right. Okay, what do you call the salt or the sugar-cured meat that you cook along with greens? That little piece of meat you cook along with greens?
And that has a number of names.
What do you usually call it?
Well, most people call it white bacon. It's also called fat bacon or fat meat. It's called sow belly. It's just called plain white salt bacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. What kind of meat comes in little links on the chain?
Sausage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who is the man who cuts up meat and sells it?
Butcher.
Okay. If meat has been kept too long, you'd say that it has done what?
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from the head?
Hog's head cheese.
Okay. Okay, very good. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding the hog liver?
A liverwurst.
Okay. What about cornmeal that's cooked in juice from head cheese?
Cooked in juice from head cheese?
Mm-hmm.
And it had a little piece of meat in it. It's called cracklin bread. Is that what you have in mind?
Well, that's something else, actually. This is just cooked in the juice here. It's sometimes called scrapple.
Oh, scrapple, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Scrapple is very similar to cracklin bread.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I've had cracklin bread, but I don't know whether I've had scrapple.
Well, scrapple is, I'd say scrapple has a little more meat in it than cracklin bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If the butter is old, it gets...
rancid.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term funky?
No.
Funky?
No.
Okay. Thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is called... milk.
Thick sour milk, clabber.
Okay. Okay, very good. What do you do?
And the thin is called whey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fine. What kind of cheese is made from clabber?
I'd say cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you drain the whey out because you have cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do to milk the first thing after milking?
What do you have to do with it?
To get the impurities out.
Oh. Well, I'd say first you'd cool it.
But you have to run it through a cloth or something else to get the large pieces out. So you have to...
strain it?
Mm-hmm.